Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a funky Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Do you think Altuve hits 3,000? 713-572-4610. Astros have been on a pretty good run of things, a decent run of things. Altuve, you talked a little bit about earlier some of the places in which, though, you know, we've had some cool spots. You know, you mentioned that Pena just about 200 for the last week.
Yeah.
A little bit, somewhat near for Altuve as well, like 217, I think was what you had said, batting.
Yeah, Altuve's batting 217 over the last week, Pena 200, Christian Walker 208, and that's enough of that. Let's get back to hitting the ball.
Yes, absolutely, for numerous reasons, yes. Right? Just for our personal enjoyment, but also for Jose Altuve, he crossed the threshold, 2,300 hits earlier this week, and that puts him very close. I mean, currently he is third by a mere 5 hits on the Astros all-time career hits leaderboard. Second on the list is Bagwell, and then at the top of it, of course, we know Craig Biggio, the only 3,000 hit man when it comes to the Astros history. And when he hit that milestone of 2,300 at his age, Jose Altuve, 14 years into the league, he still has 4 years left outside of this 2025 season. On his contract, talk less of whatever else you get out of him. At how old is Jose at this point? 35?
35.
I started thinking to myself, do you think he can hit 3,000? Can he hit that milestone? Because, I mean, within the next week, it's probably fair to assume that he is second all-time in hits for the Astros. So, like, that milestone itself will hit. The next thing that he can do, at least when it comes to hits, is try and break that 3,000 mark.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, you brought this up because it's probably been a couple of months ago, but he had hit some milestone. I'm like, how real is this thing? You know, how real is it? So I kind of dug in and looked at a couple of things and I think it's a really good question. He's going to try, you know, why would he not? He's got the contract. He'll be here. He's a lifetime Astro. They're not going to displace him. They're going to try to make sure that he's put in positions where he can swing the bat and maybe protect him defensively a little bit, as we've already seen. And so he's gonna get his shot. The question is he gonna get there?
Yeah, and that's one of the things is I thought, oh, okay, so the move to left field might also help that. You would think it's kind of weird because it's like, hey, more movement, I guess, in the outfield. But as we've talked about, like the protection of having less opportunities to have to make a play on the ball in general is there in left field. I do wonder if that's going to give him and extend the opportunity for him to do this. From the 713, they said he's on pace to hit 3,000 in 2029. Is that over his career? Because he had a nice 4-year stretch where he had 200 plus hits. Mm-hmm. That was relatively early in the career between 2014 to 2017. But over the last few years, barring injury,
I've got the numbers.
It's been a lot closer to 150 to 160 hits a year.
Over the last previous 4 seasons, not counting this one, he's averaged 156 hits a year.
Right.
156 is right on the brink.
And
right on the brink of getting there.
I think I did the math earlier in the week, and he's on pace, assuming that the pace continues for this particular season, to be 154. So right in that same pace. If he keeps that going, that puts him at 3,000 the next, four and a half years.
4.5 years, he'll get to 3,000. If at that pace, at 156 hits, he'll be 40 years old. And you start thinking, and this is where it gets interesting to me.
Yes.
And this is why I was kind of looking at it the other day, a couple of months ago. You know, you can say, well, Craig Biggio was 41 when he got to 3,000 hits. There is a couple of differences. Number one, in the previous 4 seasons, Craig Biggio was averaging about 168 hits. That's 12 hits a year.
Late in his career. Huh?
Late in his career. Now, it went down in terms of games because he played fewer games in 06 and 07. But in the previous 4 years, he was over 160, 165. In fact, I got him right here at 180, 146, 166, 178. So he was okay, and then 156 in 05, which is what the average is that he's looking for, and then his games went down in terms of games played. But here's the other thing that I think is very interesting with the difference between Jose Altuve and Craig Biggio. The game is so much different now in terms of what they're doing at the plate. You know, how the game is played, you know, launch angles and all that stuff. Now, Altuve can be something of an anomaly there, too, because he'll drive the ball and singles and doubles and such. But it's going to be like, I couldn't predict it, yes or no, but it's going to be very difficult.
Well, yeah. I think the tough thing about it is if we're in a place where we're kind of projecting that he keeps pace on, you know, what he's been doing of late. And I guess this is a way we circle around to a conversation we had earlier. When does the slowdown hit, mm-hmm. and what does it look like, right? Because there's a few ways that it can look like, which is just less and less hits, mm-hmm. even as he's still, you know, a pretty good hitter, but just maybe not 150 and maybe becomes 140, 130, mm-hmm. 120. And it also probably maybe less even of that. He has been remarkably healthy through his career. Mm-hmm. There are only, I'm looking at two seasons outside of his rookie year, where he played fewer than 100 games mm-hmm. of this 14-year career to this point, because this is year 15 that he has. And obviously, I mean, knock on wood, because the way that the Astros worked, you know, God forbid mm-hmm. something pops up. I already feel bad even mentioning it. Right? Like, it feels like he will. He's currently at 72 games played, and it feels like he will get to a place where he gets to 100. Like, but...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Not just 100, 140, 150 every year. How long is that going to keep up? Because you need that to keep up. You need him to keep hitting. And I do wonder, do you see a change in Altuve's, like his particular swing, right? Does he become more of a singles hitter? Does he become a little bit more Ichiro than like the big bat that in a small body that he has been, mm-hmm. which is fine for the purposes of 3,000, but how viable does that become for the Astros playing him? Like he's a legend, and I think he's going to get the deference to mm-hmm. continue playing regardless. But does that change him from being the hitter that he is, where he's hitting either leadoff or three hole, or does that push him into a different place later in his career? Or questions, because that takes away at bats as well.
Yeah, injuries definitely, as you mentioned, is going to be a factor. You also, you know, like every player, and it doesn't have a lot to do with his stature. But I think it might have something to do with his stature in terms of bat speed as you get a little older. You know, he swings a big bat.
Yes, he does.
Literally.
I'm still fascinated. Yeah. He looked like Bam Bam going up to the plate all the time.
He swings a big bat, literally. And so is that there's just questions. There's just questions with him. You know, hopefully it'll happen. But the game has changed. You know, he's been durable. You know, who knows if his stature is going to play a factor as he maybe starts to slow down. Who knows, as you mentioned, you know, how the Astros sort of try to keep him going on this pace. Will there ever be another, at least in the near future, a 3,000 hit player? You know, you're looking at Freddie Freeman right now. He's one that has been mentioned. I think Machado.
Actually, I don't even know where Freddie Freeman is. Freddie Freeman is a monster of like. I feel like I don't think enough about Freddie Freeman and how good of a baseball. Like Freddie Freeman was probably a Hall of Famer before he got to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody has mentioned. I saw this the other day when I was piddling around. Manny Machado is in the hunt. There aren't a lot of players that you could say, "Oh, he's on pace to be a 3,000 hit guy." Altuve really was one of very, very few.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's 35 with 2346. Yeah. He's in the same similar boat.
Yeah.
That might be also an interesting race for the two of them.
I think he's one that's been mentioned as well, but a tougher place for him, you know.
And do you feel like we're going to continue to have players in this space? Because, I mean, it's kind of interesting that we have a few of these guys. Machado is sub 2,000 right now, but Machado is also 32.
Yeah.
So he has a couple more seasons to get himself to that place. Of getting a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like the notion of hitting 3,000 is, along with a lot of other things in baseball, becoming a little bit less, not impressive, but a less I guess the public is maybe a little bit less enthused than it previously were. Does it feel like baseball has lost some of this attachment to the numbers?
I'm gonna disagree on that. I think 3,000 is still one of those where you go, whoa. I just think it's more difficult to attain. Most stats, I agree with you. Most stats and career achievements, I think the public has kind of lost its luster in terms of the public.
How
3,000 is still, that's monstrous.
How many casual fans can give you, and maybe this is not the fair way because I'm trying to think back to what point in the history of the United States did you have just like a casual sports fan that could give you the all-time leader in home runs in there at, but like, A decent fan could usually rattle off a few of those major numbers that matter in baseball, whether it's, you know, season home runs in a season or home runs in a career or hits leaders or what have you. Do you think it's the same? Do you think it's significantly less? Do you think it's where do you think that is now? Because it feels like that's very different from where it was. It feels like baseball is losing some of that, especially as we're losing the possibility of getting 300. I think 300 wins. Pitchers are out of it. JV seems like the last guy, and
he's got a long way to go.
He's got a long way to go, and it feels like that's. Yeah. I mean, the Giants aren't helping him out this year, and I don't know where he finds the wins in the next two, three seasons to try and get him there.
I think most of those numbers, you're right. They've sort of lost their luster. I still think if you say 3,000 hits, people go whoa. Okay. If you say 300 wins, it's the same. It's just hard to get. It's just really, really. I mean, you would think that Jose Altuve would be just flat out knocking on the door already, as many big seasons as he's had, as many seasons as he's played. How many seasons? Is it 16 that he's played now?
Who, Altuve?
Yeah.
This is his 15th season.
15th, yeah. And you would think he'd be right knocking on the door. It's just hard.
It is hard.
It's just very, very difficult.
And so maybe I'm wrong with this one in particular, where the 713 says they big disagree. 3,000 is especially huge now. And that's probably,
I think 3,000 and 300 are still there. Everything else is lost its luster.
And I don't think anybody's touching 300. 3,000, I'm very intrigued to see if Jose Altuve can get. Someone's coming in here with their prediction of Altuve hitting 2850 as opposed to getting up to. Yeah, I think that's probably the more reasonable guess, which, I mean, yeah, 3,000 or the field. The field does feel like the good money there.
Absolutely.
Because of what we talked about. Like, does the bat change at all? Is he, you know, does he stay healthy through all of this?
Mm-hmm.
There's something in me, though, that thinks that what they've done to this point and the way that Jose Altuve is going and just knowing who he is and the exuberance that he seems to still have for the game is part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's getting there by hook or by crook.
You do.
I think he's getting there.
I can't predict. I think it's so hard because these last four years, 4.5 years on the pace that he's been, those are some that are just absolutely, they eat away at players. You know, and Biggio's the perfect example. He was hitting 160, 170, 160, 170, 140.
Yeah.
You know, so it's tough.
Yeah, and good point by Kix Rocks. More small ball back in the day. Average pitcher wasn't throwing a 94 mile per hour fastball.
I think the game affects it.
I mean, we did have a nice stretch where you had the shift, although obviously Altuve was able to hit through that to some degree. I'm excited to see if he gets there. And kind of disappointed because it feels like JV's not going to get to 300 wins. Obviously, he's had a little bit of a rough go of it this season, and I don't know how many more years he has in him. But, yeah, man, always intrigued by kind of the ways that baseball has molted and shifted.
Mm-hmm.
But we continue to watch Jose Altuve. In the next week or so, he could become the second leading hits getter for your Astros. Jeff Bagwell currently 2,314. Jose Altuve, 2,309. Mm. Five more, and he's tied. Six more to become the second, the dude with the second most hits in Astros history. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where there was some spiciness in baseball. There was a walk-off that happened, not for the Astros' benefit. And also, why is this team in the CONCACAF Gold Cup? We'll talk about all of it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.